Dude, you're about to see some.
Oh, gosh. Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk, late night edition. I am James Haskell, along with my co-host, Glenn Martin. This is officially Adult Swim. DK in the background, of course. We are here after dark to talk about the Ravens' final preseason game in a... Oh, gosh. That didn't take long. In a loss today. Oh, gosh. See, I don't even... Oh, 26-20. The Ravens... Officially, Glenn, have a new streak going in the preseason. They have losing a two-game losing streak. You know, Ravens are all about their streaks, man. So, but ultimately, I don't think that is really what I know. That look, let me say this correctly because I don't want to sound insensitive. I just want to quickly tell a story, Glenn.
All right, story time, guys.
When I was 12 years old, yeah, I tried out for an AAU basketball team.
Same height.
Unfortunately, no. All right. I tried out for an AAU basketball team, yeah, and they only had two tryouts, and the coach's son played the same position as mine.
Dang, that's tough.
And I'm going to be honest, I ran his butt ragged the second day. I'm ran him ragged. I was on fire, feeling good. Guess what?
He made the team.
I had to walk home from, yep, it was at high school,
yep,
after getting cut. And guess what? I went downstairs in the basement and I cried my eyes out because I realized I'm never playing professional basketball in my entire life.
That's when you knew?
That's when I knew the dream was dead.
What if MJ would have given up then? You know?
Yeah, you know, I knew the dream was over, and I cried my freaking eyes out, right?
Yeah.
So the reason I'm telling the story is because I come to this subject sensitively because some of these guys' dreams
are just over.
Yeah, and it sucks, man. It sucks. So I know we're going to talk a lot about cuts today, and I don't want to say that this game didn't matter because it did. Like, I hope all these guys get a job and make a living out of their dream, just like Josh Johnson, who we'll talk about, has.
Yeah.
So I hope they all make it. But ultimately, this is a business. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. And that's what we're going to talk about. All that being said, I'm not in the NBA. I'm here with you tonight. So this is real life. So we'll talk about it. A couple notes off the top. If first note, Glenn, we are healthy, reasonably healthy, going into the preseason. No big injuries in a preseason game, I think, is, you know, obviously we had the big injury to Marlon, but I don't think that occurred in a preseason game because I don't even think Marlon.
No. It occurred maybe the first day of the Commanders joint practices or the day before it. It had to have been right around that time.
But
what's encouraging is even though there was the Marlon injury, which was, you know, of course, a setback for the defense, but everyone else around him seemingly has come back at the perfect time. I mean, with a little bit of time to get ready for the opening week, it looks like outside of Marlon, they're going to be able to dress every other guy, whoever they choose.
Yeah, and I just want to remind King Dan that Lamar Jackson is 6-1 against the Bengals.
Yeah, 6-1.
Shut your mouth. Go back to your ailing quarterback.
It's just pathetic. Imagine being a fan of a team who's never won anything.
Gosh, dude.
They've won nothing.
Like, absolutely, you have no content creators to go watch that are...
Some good ones, dude.
We got some buddies that are great. They're good dudes.
They're good dudes.
Yeah, go check them out, man. Like,
check them out.
Yeah, anyway. So, and I'm wearing orange, but this is Orioles orange.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
Bengal Tigers are soft anyway, dude. It's all about that Siberian Tiger, bruh. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Bengal Tigers are like kittens, bro. I hold them in my lap and I pet them like I'm an evil villain.
Uh-huh. Sure.
You know?
Like you're an evil villain just laughing. And it's just purring.
Like go gadget, whatever. hey, quick shout out, by the way. A couple of Terps out there showing their stuff. Yeah. Dante Demas Jr., Raheem Jarrett. Yeah, hey. Showing their stuff. Something about Terps, bro. We're going to have to start calling it wide receiver U.
Yeah, they're in Ohio State. I mean, I think Ohio State's in the argument, but certainly Maryland is not far behind. Yeah, he made a great catch. It was easily, in my opinion, the catch of the game, and I saw every play. It was stupid. I mean, it was just – this is what people were expecting from Dante all camp, not to make that incredible of a catch every single time, but ultimately – to make plays like that throughout camp. But I think he solidified a spot. Tonight, one thing that I think has done to move the needle is he solidified his spot on the practice squad. Now, one guy that didn't, Glenn, is Polk. What's his first name?
Mekhi.
Mekhi Polk had a double move in the end zone. I think it's called a sluggo, right?
Yep,
it looked like a sluggo to me. Okay. Yeah. I'm not a professional route runner, but he, like, faked the in and then boo!
Yep. Sounds right.
And and left the guy in two buckets of cement. Anthony Brown throws the ball to him, and it literally slid off his hands like he had repellent. I mean, it was just ridiculous. How did he not catch that? I didn't understand. Like, he didn't have any dexterity in his fingers. It was the weirdest thing ever. I've never seen anything like it in the NFL. Like, usually guys, like, you can see the fingers move and every, you know what I'm saying? It just falls to their hands. But just like a slip and slide.
Yeah, you can't have that happen. I mean, no, look, they say in this game, you're not going to win a job.
You're going to lose
a job. You might lose your way onto a your way into a practice squad. And you feel bad for those guys. But
for sure.
Honestly, did you really feel like there was any roster decisions to be made? Like, I mean, how many, like, could a guy have realistically either not, maybe a guy who's guaranteed to make the roster, but maybe played himself into a bigger role? Like, do you really see anybody tonight that moved the needle for themselves?
Yeah. You know what? I to me, it's only one guy that comes. Well, I guess I think you're going to argue another, but the one guy that comes to mind for me is Delshon Phillips.
Okay.
And in the contrary, Josh Ross played poorly tonight. Most of the showings I've seen from Josh Ross have been pretty poor. And Delshon Phillips,
not eventful. He jumped off the field last year.
Right. And it wasn't even the thing for me this year is not only did he not jump off the screen, it didn't seem as clean.
Right.
The basic stuff, like a middle linebacker needs to tackle.
Dude, he made every tackle in the preseason last year.
Right.
And to me, Delshon, you're right. Not just this game. The whole camp has outshined Josh Ross.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but what about Owen Wright? Look, no chance he makes this roster,
right?
But he goes 12 for 89, averages 7.5 per carry,
and he looked good. And second half had a strong one where he almost broke a long 36 one for almost took it to the house, got the shoelace tackle. You know what? I think he makes the practice squad.
Why not, right?
Yeah, I think he ran hard. Seems like he's a versatile guy. So I think he makes the practice squad, but at some point you got to wonder who he's running against. You know what I mean? Like, how much does that matter?
And also the other guys have proved so versatile. Keaton Mitchell, Justice Hill, not just contributors offense, crazy special team contributors. Yeah. So Owen Wright certainly would have to see a bunch of injuries ahead of him to get to make any time on the field offensively, but he could make the practice squad. But my question to you really is, Jimbo, I'm going to get right into it.
Yeah.
Josh Johnson, first drive, goes 4 for 4, 80 yards.
Oh, here we go.
Is a 20-yard pass to this guy, 20-yard pass to that guy, 20-yard pass to this guy. It completes at least intermediate to long passes to four different receivers, including the touchdown pass to Laquon Treadwell. He goes 6 of 9, 95 yards in a tutty. Last game, he goes 10 of 12 for two touchdowns, and the pick that, let's be honest, should never have been intercepted. While he did get hit, the ball was short. It's an incomplete or a catch, in my opinion. Has he done – I mean, look, I know you're a Huntley guy, Jimbo, but Huntley, when's the last time he practiced? If week one, God forbid, Lamar Jackson twists an ankle, do you really want Huntley going into that game to finish it knowing he's had no practice and Josh Johnson's been playing the way he has?
Well, I think Huntley comes back tomorrow, like the next time they have practice, whenever that is. From now until – week one, I think Huntley's just practicing. That's just ultimately what I think. I think they're just being abundantly cautious. He came back in that game, for goodness gracious. So I don't know how bad it can be. So, wait, what?
Huh?
Did someone put this up on purpose?
I think what we're trying to do is King Dan's got to go in a little bit of timeout.
Oh, okay.
He's got to get his hand, the back of his hand slapped just a little bit and go in a little bit of timeout. The troll was out this evening. So you think no way? I mean, look, they're going to keep that emergency guy.
Yeah, I guess. And Josh has locked it up.
Like, Anthony Josh Burns certainly
you know
isn't
what the, you know what got me the most excited about those plays, Glenn? Same thing from week two. Same thing from week one, but it seems to have built on each other and gotten better each week, is the schematic, the players being schemed open.
Yeah.
That was powerful to me because Josh was up against their ones. That was their number one defense. And he's dicing them up. But not only is he dicing them up, he's out there with guys on the outside. You know, James Prochet, Laquon Treadwell, Tylan Wallace, guys that are fighting for a job. And he's up against number ones. And he drives right down the field. I don't even think there was a third. There was no, in fact, I know there was no third down conversion at all. Yeah. Right? Like, we didn't even, because we didn't get, it was a cakewalk. So, for me, I got most excited about the scheme. I feel like Tyler can just do more within the scope, you know, if given the same amount of opportunities. So
I'm not sold on it, man. I'm not. Not in this offense. But I do think he played better than him when they were both head-to-head.
Sure.
No lie, Huntley looked better. I just worry about the lack of practice time if he were to be called upon, you know, in the early part of the season. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and that's a fair concern. But I think that's why you keep Josh around, right?
Yeah, you keep both of them, right? For sure. But how does that work from a roster standpoint? Like, he's not going to be – is he included in the 53? Or
no.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
So is he an extension of the practice squad?
It's its own distinction, the way that I understand it. It doesn't count towards your 53. It
doesn't count towards the 15 on the practice squad either?
DK, if you can fact check that. It does? DK saying it does. Okay. We'll believe him, and he's going to double check
because it's
that.
Like, what's the difference between being a practice squad or that emergency
maybe it's pay.
Quarterback?
And maybe it's pay, and you can play in the same game. You know what I mean? You can
always be elevated to the game.
Whereas right.
They can only elevate typically, what, 2 practice squatters per game, I believe it is?
Right, something to that effect, right? So gotcha. You can okay. play at the drop of a hat, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It reminds me of like a queen on the chessboard. You can just kind of do whatever you want.
Any direction.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I know you wanted to get into with this game over. The preseason is behind us. 4 o'clock on Tuesday. This team has to be down to 53 members. And, of course, in the old days, it was a more gradual cutdown. As the games went on in the preseason, they would have gradual cutdowns throughout. Whereas now, it's a hard line. They go from, 90 men to 53, and it's up to them when they do it. It just has to be done by 4 o'clock this coming Tuesday. So we're going to certainly get into it. We're going to break down our predictions on this 53-man. Now, we got to understand, when you're predicting the Ravens' decision on who to cut, who to keep, they always have their finagling, right? They got guys they need to put on the IR that may initially have to make the 53 in order to be brought back at some point in the season. And then they'll have handshake agreements. Yes, you're getting cut today, but we're signing you back tomorrow when this guy goes to that. You know, so that's what makes this prediction challenging, because there's probably going to be guys who on Wednesday, this is going to look maybe a little better and more accurate than it will on Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a great point. Roster manipulation is everything. So, you know, we'll see how that ends up. But I think ultimately, I feel pretty good about my list. And I don't think there's too much variation between what we're going to give, what you're going to give, I'm going to give, and then I think what the roster will end up being. Because I think there's a lot of positions already just locked up. So I think the way we'll do this is I'm just going to run down the areas where we already have the same people just for the sake of names. That way we can focus on the areas where we have differences. Yeah?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, so we'll start the offensive side of the ball and work on the defensive side of the ball. Special teams out of the way. We got 3. We got our long snapper. We got Tucker. We got Stout. Done. Mm-hmm. Running back, we got 4. Gus Edwards, Justice Hill, J.K. Dobbins, Keaton Mitchell. We feel good about that? Keaton Mitchell.
Hold on. Where did you start?
I started special teams. We got 3 guys.
Okay. Yeah, I accept that. So, yeah, yep.
And then 4 running backs. You know, the 3 in Justice, and Gus, and JK. And then I added Keaton Mitchell as my 4th.
Wow, okay. So, but see, I don't gloss over that. I don't know if everyone's going to agree with you on that one.
For sure. No, but that. So, my question to you is, do you have any – are you there with Keaton?
Oh, man. That's a tough one, Jimbo, because –
okay. Do you want to put a pin in it and come back?
Yeah, let's come back to all that
right.
one.
All right, cool. So we'll come back to the running back room. Tight end, I think, is, for me at least, relatively easy. I have 4, but I got Andrews, likely Kohler, and I'm adding Ricard in as my 4th tight end. I know a lot of people like Vokalek, but to me, him not playing tonight a lot until the second half wasn't a good sign. Because he played not until the second half when it seemingly didn't matter.
Well, I hear you.
But it could also mean he locked it up.
I think that's a sign that he locked up the practice squad and they didn't want to show him any more to any of the other teams. But I agree, he doesn't make the 53. They just were like, look, don't throw the ball to Vokalek because we don't want another team snatching up. Okay, I agree.
Yeah, all right. So 4 tight ends. O-line, I got 9. I got Ronnie. I got Moses. Morgan Moses, of course. I got Tyler Linderbaum. Simpson. I always forget his first name is John, right?
Yeah, John.
Yeah. Salah. McCary, Zeitler, Falele, and Cleveland are my 9. Now, I want to reserve the right, because I'm going to have to, as I go through this list, I'm going to have to cut somebody. I'm at 54 is what I'm at. So Cleveland has an asterisk next to his name. Okay.
Rightfully so. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to keep going up the list. Wide receiver, I got 6. OBJ, mm-hmm. Zay Flowers, Nelson Aguilar, Rashad Bateman, Devin Duvernay, and my 6, who also played well tonight, in my opinion, Tylan Wallace. Did well in the special teams.
Of course, he does every time, right?
Yeah, no, he's really done well, and I think progressed as a football player this year. So he's locked up 6 to me. I don't think they're going to do the go light with 5. I think Tylan has done enough to earn himself a spot on this active roster.
That's fair.
Now, quarterback, it sounds like we might already have a difference. I got Lamar Jackson and Tyler Huntley as my 2 quarterbacks.
I mean, I hear you, and I do think when they're both healthy, I agree. I think Tyler Huntley's right now looked to be the better option, especially mm-hmm. with a healthy offseason. Looks like maybe he was battling some injuries towards the end of the season that made him look less of what he should be. But I just can't get over the fact that the practice time is there. But if you're telling me you can activate your emergency guy either way, then I agree. I think ultimately...
Now, there's a stipulation, I believe, that obviously Tyler would have to go down as well. Right?
Is that
like
true?
I don't think you can just be like, okay. Oh, I'm going to play
I
him
need
instead
clarity
of him.
On that. Okay. Yeah. Like, so has to be hurt in order for that emergency...
That's the way I understand it. It's an emergency quarterback. It's not like a...
Cleveland has a better chance than Saleh. Oh, man.
I know Saleh's kind of taking a dip in the second half, but I think Saleh's he's a better left guard than Cleveland. Cleveland didn't even get any run at left guard.
Well, if you listen to Cole, though, Cole says he thinks this is another classic Harbaugh doghouse, and because when he watches the tape, Cleveland doesn't embarrass himself out there. And so he's kind of curious, but to the guard point, like you said, Jimbo, we haven't seen a lot of Cleveland left guard at all. It's
That's
right guard,
saying.
Right tackle.
Right. So to me, it seems, I think ultimately, I think that there's a chance they both make it.
But he's a recent draft pick. How many times have the Ravens cut a draft pick the year they drafted him? It's not often. As of a few years ago, it had never happened. I think it only recently happened
because we had a million draft picks.
Yeah, exactly. Because we had like 9 picks or 10 picks one year.
DK, do you want to throw the super chat up there?
Yeah, it's not very often. So, but I think that's a good one. I think it is between Saleh and Cleveland.
Yeah. And then the Chelsea American, of course, says, what has Saleh done? Just like you're talking about, to earn a 53-man spot. Well, I think Cleveland over Saleh. I think he jumped out early. John was very complimentary of him. And then he's had, like I said, he's had a second half of camp, a bit of an awakening, and I think deer in headlights moment where it's gotten a bit difficult for him. But ultimately, I think he makes the team because he can play the left guard. Cleveland, they don't even want him there.
No, I hear you. You're right. But, man, I'd rather have Cleveland than Saleh. If you're asking me this year, I mean, who knows about how good Saleh could get. But, dude, there was a game. There was a play in that game where he was supposed to Saleh was supposed to take the guy directly in front of him. And he chose to, like, double team on a guy.
Yeah,
and totally blew up the whole play. I'm not a big Saleh guy right now. I think Cleveland, for whatever reason, being in that doghouse is what it is. But I'd rather have Cleveland. It's typical. I mean, look, when you look at the guards in the past few years, it's like their third or fourth year before they finally get it.
Yeah,
and Saleh looks like he might be one of those guys.
So where are you at with my 9 at O-line? Do you have 9?
I have 9. Man, I'm so torn, dude.
Yeah.
I think you're right. It ends up being Saleh, but I'd rather keep Cleveland.
But why is it not? Can it not be both?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. Not when you're keeping 4 tight ends and 4 running backs, dude.
Because like
typically
generally,
the team leans towards a little more on defense than on offense, right? They have like just a 1 or 2 more on offense than defense.
Yeah.
I mean, on defense than offense. So if you're keeping an extra offensive lineman, you might be cutting a guy who's better
on defense. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, I got 9 there for now. And I got an asterisk there, and we'll call it the Cleveland.
Any chance that they keep 5 wide receivers instead of 6?
Nope. Nope. I think Tylus has played too well. Tylan, excuse me. Yeah, he's. Did I say Tylus? Did I combine?
You combined both his first and last name.
Oh, there you go. But he's played too well. I think it's just. Yeah, it's not within the realm of possibility that Tylan Wallace gets. I think it would be I would be shocked if he gets let go. So that's the offense, if I'm not mistaken. So the differences we have are Huntley and Josh Johnson.
I'm going to take Cleveland over Saleh. I'm doing it.
So you're only going with eight then?
No, I think you had,
nine.
That is nine. Okay.
Yeah, so I have them both at nine.
Six, seven, eight, nine. Okay. No, I like that nine then. I'm fine with keeping nine.
All right. So then what about Keaton Mitchell? Let's talk about that real quick before we move to the defense.
Yeah,
DK, can you put that back up? Sorry.
Keaton Mitchell's an interesting one, man. The only reason I think he's got a shot is because how much the Ravens rely on Justice Hill on special teams might make Keaton Mitchell the more attractive option on some decisions on actual offense. Because if you lose Justice Hill, you're losing more than just your third back, or maybe even your second back behind JK, depending on how Monken feels about Gus Bus. But you're also losing your best gunner. I mean, you're losing a lot if you lose Justice Hill. So I wonder how much.
This is a good distinction. So this person, Josh, if we keep Josh, he's going to count against the 53.
But he just won't count against, so he just doesn't count against the 46-player active limit. Okay, that's interesting. So he's got to make the team, Jimbo. That totally throws a wrench in it. All right, I'm cutting Saleh.
He's gone.
I'm cutting Saleh because you need Johnson. You need him.
Because of the injury.
Because of the injury to Tyler. How can you trust Tyler?
So what if you let Josh go to the practice squad? Do you think it's picked off? Who wants Josh Johnson? Everybody's already seen him. They know who he is.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. I guess that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
You know? I'm sticking with what I got.
Okay. All right.
But I'm glad at least we know. Where are you going? You cutting Saleh and you taking three QBs?
Cutting Saleh, dude.
And three QBs.
Hey, Saleh.
Man, I can't wait to be right on Tuesday.
No, you know what? You're probably gonna be right, because the fact of the matter is they don't typically cut draft picks, but who I would feel more comfortable. I mean, because look, when I look at the offensive line, I go, all right, if one of the guards go down, I mean, I'd rather have McCary go in there than Saleh.
Sure.
And if the tackles go down, I'm fine with Faalele going left or right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when am I going to put Saleh in the game? I just look at it like it would have to be a rash of injuries for him to make it. Whereas Cleveland's in the game, I might go, well, right tackle. I mean, I don't know. Right guard, I might go Cleveland. You know, I don't know. I just feel like, how does Saleh ever get on the field?
Yeah. Well, let's not tempt fate, right?
Yeah, let's not tempt fate.
All right. So just to recap then, you're going three QBs and you're cutting Saleh.
Cutting Saleh. Dude. I'm going
all right, so that's the big difference. And you also have Keaton Mitchell, right?
Yep, I got Keaton Mitchell.
All right, so the only difference then we have right now is you have three QBs. I have two. You have Saleh. Cut. Yep. I have Saleh there instead of Josh Johnson. So that's the big difference on offense.
And I like Cleveland. Teams. I like Cleveland. Yep.
All right. Perfect. So let's go to defense then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's run through some of these. D-line. I have five guys. I have Michael Pierce, Travis Jones, Justin Medabike, Broderick Washington, and I have Brent Urban making the team. Any disputes there? I know Brent Urban is kind of on the fence, but do you feel good about him making it?
I like Brent Urban because of the length. He kind of can do some of those things Calais can do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the field goal blocks. He's a veteran. I thought he's played well. I think Blackson was his main competition. And so I think it's between those two. But, yeah, I'd lean towards Urban as well. I like that.
All right, cool. So let's go to edge. We got five as well. Clowney, Ajabo, David Ajabo, Adafe Owe, Tyus Bowser, and Tavius Robinson.
That sounds like a pretty good group, man.
Not too much wiggle room there, right?
No, I'd like to see Bowser get back out there.
I know.
But yeah, I like it. Yep.
All right, so corner, then I got seven. And I got, because, I mean, who's healthy and who's not, nobody knows. Armour Davis, Humphrey, Rakiasin, Roby, Brandon Stevens, Ardarius Washington put under the corner group, and Caillou Kelly.
Okay.
Is there any? Who's the kid that I know?
Oh, you know what? Here's what I would do. I would take. Well, you haven't gone over it yet, but I would take out Daryl. Man, that's tough. I think I would take
John Daryl Worley is a John dude. Is a John Harbaugh guy.
But what about but what about Seymour, dude? Kevon Seymour has played his ass off at corner, dude. Yeah, he's not missing this roster, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Well, then Worley's gone. Sorry, Worley.
Yeah, sorry, Worley.
Yeah.
Because to me, it was between Ardarius and Worley. And if you ask me whose name,
too dang well.
I mean, dude, you cannot cut Ardarius Washington. No. If you do, it just to me, it's just a bad look for the rest of the guys. Like, how much more could you ask for Ardarius to do?
And he's
going to
play a lot week one.
And I think they trust him in the slot, dude.
Yeah.
And look, I like what I've seen from Haynes, too. The corner they claimed out of Detroit. I thought he had a nice interception last week.
Yeah, that
I like
was
Jeremy Lucien. Jeremy Lucien played well, the rookie out of Vanderbilt. But I ultimately, you can only keep so many guys. And with all those guys coming back to the roster, you're not going to cut Rocky Sin. You're not going to cut Roby after what he's shown. Some people say Cole Jackson's surprise cut was Brandon Stevens.
Maybe.
But to me, despite his inability to seemingly, you know, get the ball out at the catch point, he's always right there, dude.
And what does John like in a corner? He likes a big physical corner, right?
And he's certainly not fear, you know, he doesn't fear coming up and helping the run game. You know, he doesn't fear that one bit. So I like Brandon Stevens, even though he doesn't have the ball skills you'd like from a corner. Right. And I just don't know how you cut Rocky Sin. You ain't cutting Caillou Kelly. He was just drafted. So yeah, I think Worley's out, Seymour's in.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I like that. So then we're going with eight corners because I have Worley in at safety in my because he's moved to safety. Like that's
we're
going to
put Washington back in the safety category.
Spot. Okay. So seven corners.
Yep.
But we move Washington down to safety. Mm-hmm. So we got four safeties, seven corners, and we put in Kevon Seymour. I can't believe I omitted him. Sorry, Kevon. I apologize for that. Safeties. Let's talk about the four. Ardarius Washington, who we said we moved down. Obviously, Hamilton. Marcus Williams, Geno Stone are the other three. Any disputes there?
No disputes. Geno Stone has shown when Marcus Williams was out, he can be counted on to be serviceable at least.
Yeah. No, I agree. Okay, so the last group I have is inside linebackers. I have Roquan, PQ, Simpson, this Delshon Phillips, and I got a lot here. I'm going heavy, and Welch. And part of the reason I'm going heavy here is because I got Delshon Phillips and Welch being big contributors on special teams. I thought Delshon Phillips outplayed Josh Ross in this preseason and through training camp, so he deserves a spot. And I think Welch is all reliable on special teams.
Man, I agree with you. I think Welch is special teams. They love him. You know, John, he feels. But to me, as well as Delshon
Phillips.
What
about Malik Harrison?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and look, I think Malik's valuable and that he can play inside and outside. Man, I find it. Man, do they keep more than four inside linebackers?
Yeah, I know. That's already a lot.
I think I'm scratching on mine. I'm scratching off Delshon. I'm putting Saleh back at line.
All right. So you're going back and putting Saleh back in. All right.
Yeah, and only reason I say this is because typically a team goes heavier on defense because your special teamers are usually safeties and backup linebackers. But in this team, it's different. We got a great special teamer at wide receiver in Tylan Wallace. We got a fantastic one at third running back in Justice Hill. And we got Keaton Mitchell, who's proved that even in the short time we've seen him, he can be a great gunner. He can be your return guy. I mean, this guy has done enough to where I can say, I'm going to get rid of a guy who's probably more naturally fit to play special teams, a guy who tackles for his living, to take one of these explosive younger guys who I think have a bigger upside and maybe a little bit bigger future.
Yeah, you know what? I like that. I mean, I'm going to stick with my list, but I like the idea. That was the one when I wrote down five. I was like, bleh. Like I felt the least good about.
Yeah.
At inside linebacker, but I think Harrison's just run his course.
Yeah.
Just kind of run his course here.
He came at a wrong time, dude. This guy should have been in the round in the 80s and the 90s,
right?
Or he could have just been just huge next to Ray, just wrecking people
with the big old like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the collar?
That. Yeah, man.
Hey, by the way, Jimbo, quick shout out. Kimona Joel or Joel?
Yeah.
From the Congo?
Dude, that's awesome.
Dude, somebody's watching us from The Congo? The Republic
of Congo, man. That's awesome. And my brother was in here tonight along with my niece and nephew.
Oh, yeah. You were supposed to shout out your niece and nephew.
Yeah, Noah and Luna. What's up, guys?
Shout out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hopefully they're in bed because it's late. Well, it's a different time there, right?
Yeah, and they don't go to bed early.
Oh, okay. Shout out.
Yeah. Yeah, they're night owls. But so our differences, just to lay them out then, is you have solid back and you're light at inside linebacker.
Does that set a bad precedent?
No.
Like, do you, like, because Delshawn's played so well.
He has.
I mean, he had pick sixes and seven.
But then
get
rid of Welch.
Yeah, but Welch is always so good on special teams. You know what? Flipping back. Sala, sorry. Phillips, you're in. Oh, I gotta give love. I mean, look, you can't tell these guys they have an actual chance in it. The guys who best play the best win the job, and then not give a guy like Delshawn Phillips the job. He's been phenomenal.
Yeah, he has. Some other names I just want to say that are off the list. Obviously, Malik Harrison, James Prochet. DK saying Delshawn can't make it on practice squad.
He can't.
Yeah.
Why not?
No, he's questioning. He's saying,
for
like,
sure he will.
He's
absolutely.
That would be, you know, he wouldn't get picked up for
sure. Oh, that would be a slam dunk.
I think he's more valuable than Welch. I think he's better because I think he's equivalent on special teams, and I think he's better on in traditional defense. Like, I think he's
I agree with you. I think he is better on defense. So maybe you know what?
Fast.
Welch.
He's active.
You're out of here, Welch. Delshawn, you're in. Sala, you're in.
Glenn's roster is fluid tonight.
Dude, let me just tell you this. I have to write it in pencil. Because pen, there's a lot of squiggly marks all over it.
That's right. But let's see. So some big names, right, that we have out. We have Prochet is finally gone. Malik Harrison is out. What are some other big names that...
I think Arthur Mollett's a big name.
Arthur Mollett, that's another big one. Is there someone else?
Let me see here. Well,
yeah, Moon and
what
Ham
happens...
are practice squad for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Ham, I'm excited about Ham's future.
Let him develop.
I'm not sure if he helps this year unless there's, you know, a need, but I'm excited about him. I think Rashad Nichols is a bit of a surprise. David Sharp, I don't think he makes it through. I think he's played well enough.
Oh, shoot. We've omitted Pepe, dude.
Well, Pepe, now what's the rules on if you go on IR for the full... For the full length, like if he's being on IR where he's not going to return, does he have to make the roster? I thought he was done for the season.
No, I don't think he's done for the season.
Really? Okay. Oh, you know what? You're right. He isn't done for the season.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Well, Pepe's
Sala, you're out of there.
Yeah, Sala, you're out of there.
Sala's just going back and forth.
Sorry, Sala. Yeah, you're That's gone. Hilarious. I mean, there's no way he doesn't make this team. I mean, Arthur Mollett, I think, is a good shot at making the team, right? Doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tough decision. Look, all I'll say is I'm glad that I don't have to make this decision because I got to imagine that Eric DaCosta is not getting a lot of sleep these next three days.
No, absolutely. Speaking of sleep, I need some sleep.
Yeah, it's a late one.
Yeah. So, but I'm excited for Tuesday. That's right. I you got shout out to the Ravens. Got the koozie. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Nothing less. And ultimately, we'll be here on Tuesday to talk about the fine at 4 p.m. Of course, Final Cut. We'll join us at 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll be here to talk about, give our reactions to, and update you on all Ravens news rosters. Preseason is over. Lock in because it is regular season time. We are so excited. Can't wait to talk about it. That's all for us tonight, folks. The late one's a short one. We're all going to bed. Have a good night. We'll talk to you guys soon.
See you.